Good morning and a very warm welcome to our service of morning prayer for the first Sunday after Epiphany, a day when we also call to mind and celebrate the baptism of Christ our Lord. Mary will give the reflection today. Our hymn before the final blessing will be number 280 in Anglican hymns Old and New, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. So let us prepare our hearts and minds as we come to worship the living God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to confess our sins, knowing that the grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Lord Jesus, illuminate the darkness in our hearts. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to your saving love. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, unstop our ears to hear your living word. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born again by water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now hear the word of God.
Our reading today is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, beginning at verse 15. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Amen. May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Meekness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God. Oh, what a mystery at the heart of our faith. Oh, what a mystery when heaven breaks into earth. Think of the momentous occasion, the Annunciation. It's so understated when we read, "God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee." The long-awaited Saviour, whose kingdom would never end, would soon be born. Mary, in deep humility, simply said, "May it be to me as you have said." Another momentous occasion, the glorification, as we think of the sounds of the shepherds heard that night when heaven's door burst open and a great company of the heavenly host roared God's praises. Heaven touched earth as God's majesty and power and love filled the body of a newborn baby. And the air was filled with wonder at what God was doing and would complete through his Son, Jesus. Both so well documented in Luke's beautiful emotive narrative. But what happened in the 30 years or so between the angel Gabriel's homely visit, the choir on the hill, and the baptism in the Jordan we heard about today? Jesus, the eldest son, perhaps took on a greater leadership role in the family business, became no doubt a skilled carpenter and stonemason. But the emergence of John was Jesus' call to action. There was stirring among the people towards repentance, and they flocked to be baptized. Although it seems strange that Jesus would submit to this, he was identifying with the sinners he had come to redeem, and was presenting himself to the people as their long-promised Messiah. Did he need God's approval? At the majestic moment of his baptism, heaven opened once more, and the Holy Spirit descended gently upon him in the form of a dove to empower him in his future ministry. God spoke to him in words taken from the scriptures, which had been so familiar to Jesus. Through them, he received all the confirmation he needed. He, Jesus of Nazareth, well-loved handyman, was the Son of God, who would offer himself completely and voluntarily, who would seek not power and glory, but suffering and a cross. His heavenly Father was proud of him. Luke has captured unrestrained revelations of heaven in the appearance of Gabriel, the heavenly choir, and the gentle descent of a dove at Christ's baptism. The words are so familiar, but the mystery of God's intervention to save us can only inspire our prayers of gratitude and adoration. What better words than from our Celtic service? Heaven is here, and earth, and the space is thin between them. Heaven is here, and earth, and the God who made them is present. The Lamb, glorious on the throne, sits beside us. The Spirit of God, the Dove, makes her resting place among us. What a gift offered to us! The divine touch of the Holy Spirit for us, to encourage, lead, strengthen and empower us, and so much more. Each and every day, we may offer a simple prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen.
Let us join together in saying what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you have called us, make us worthy of our calling, that in the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we may rejoice in your love and saving power, and proclaim your presence in the glory in the world. Lord God, we give you thanks that you have called us and we belong to you. Take us, Lord, and do with us as you desire. Protect us from all that is evil and lead us into the ways of peace. We pray for all who are being prepared for baptism or confirmation, for godparents and sponsors, and for all who are seeking to immerse themselves in your presence and love. Lord, we seek to know your love for the world and that the world is in your heart. We pray for all who are working for peace, all who are seeking to improve our world. We remember all who are struggling to gain freedom and independence, for emerging nations and communities. We pray especially for any who are suffering from ethnic violence or prejudice, for countries and peoples who are at war. Holy and mighty God, enfold us in your peace. May your presence be known, your kingdom come, in our hearts, in our homes, and in our land. We pray for our loved ones, especially for any who are distressed at this time. We remember before you all who feel unwanted or neglected, for all those who are lonely and have no one to care for them. We pray for those who are mentally disturbed, and all who by the nature of their illness are kept in institutions. Finally, Lord, we pray for those of our loved ones who have entered life eternal and now rest in your love. And we rejoice with the church triumphant and the good news of Jesus overcoming death, that we might live with you forever in the fullness of your presence. We ask all these prayers in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Now, believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence together as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.